everybody, and welcome to the Katie Weaver Show. This is Katie, I'm your host. I'm so happy to be here. Happy April Fool's Day. I know. If you know me at all, you know that I love April Fool's Day. I know some of you don't, but I might be able to change your mind today. We'll find out. No pranks here, actually. Just a great love for April Fools. I hope that you guys are well and that you've had a great weekend. A little bit of housekeeping. You can find me over in the chat room by heading over to 12radio.com. Click on the chat button and you'll be redirected into the Facebook chat. You'll see my banner over there at the top of the page. It is a private group, so you'll need to join, but that's just to keep you safe while you're asking questions in there and stuff, and don't need that aired over your whole Facebook page. So easy enough to join. You'll see my banner there at the top of the page, and I'm keeping an eye on it. So if you are making comments there or asking questions, I should see them. I am also live streaming this event from Facebook and YouTube, and you can find that by heading over to YouTube or Facebook and search for Katie Weaver Domestic Mystic. You should be able to watch the live if you'd rather. So easy enough. I hope that you guys are well. It is definitely early spring in Idaho. We've had some really gorgeous days, some really crappy days. Yesterday and today, it's been really windy and kind of blustery and cold. So boo, but yay, because my tulips are coming up and my crows are back and are nesting in their favorite nest up in one of my poplars, and lots of good stuff happening. So we'll take it. I did have my first fair of the season on Saturday, and as promised, what I didn't sell there in my glassworks, I did post to Etsy. A lot of it sold really quick, so it's not all there, but there's still some nice pieces there. So there's a link to my Etsy here in the chat room, but you can also find that just by going over to Etsy and look for Joyful Goddess Designs. That's my Etsy page, so you can find those there if you are interested in such things. The fair itself was not much. I didn't think it would be. It was a really small one, and I didn't expect it to be a lot, but it was enough to get me going, you know, start getting some stuff done and made and all that good stuff. So it's all good. But at any rate, sometimes that's what you need, right? A kick in the pants. So I had to wear one of my trickster shirts today. So I'm wearing my fox shirt, one of them, like three. I love foxes, but foxes are a trickster, and that's part of what we're talking about today. So let's get into it. I have, by the way, spent the last hour searching through social media for police departments who did an April Fool's Day prank for my true crime show later today, and wow, some really good ones. One that must be a consistent picture that gets passed around, or this is a prank that happens frequently, because I saw this both in Krispy Kreme boxes and in Dunkin' Donuts boxes, but what it appeared to be, and again, it might have been a joke, but it appeared to be box that looked like a box of donuts delivered to the police department, and when you opened it up, it was full of fresh veggies. So there you go. Anyway, I saw some funny stuff, man. Police departments bringing on vape smelling goats. This one was hysterical. They said they're taking them into the local high schools, and they're vape sniffing goats. You know, some kids are going to fall for that and be super pissed. Vape sniffing goats. Yeah. They also had a drug sniffing cow in one. They said the biggest problem right now is she doesn't know she's not supposed to eat the drugs, so they're still working on that. Yikes. A tweaking cow. We don't need it. No. Have I ever heard of the band Trickster? I have not. I don't think. Well, from back in the 80s. Okay, I'd have to find a song. That actually does sound familiar-ish to me. Maybe. That's all I got. Oh, on Sunday, we went to a little town not too far from here, a little resort town called Lava Hot Springs, to soak and have lunch. And, oh, man, amazing. You never know how bad you need to soak in the hot springs until you have one. You know? Every time we do this, I go, why don't I do this more often? Maybe not to that one. It's a good one too, but it's just you have to walk quite a ways down a hill and up a hill, and when you get out of all that hot water, you're so tired and whew. Anyway, but it was super nice, really nice to just go soak. Especially after last couple of weeks of really busting to get stuff ready for my fair, so it's good. Okay, well, moving forward. Let's take a look at Luminous. So, of course, if you follow me, you know that Luminous is a magazine that I publish every Tuesday with a little help from some of my friends around here. So, if you subscribe to it, you've already received it this morning. But if not, I'm going to put a link in the chat room for you right now. And I'm going to pull it up on my screen too. All right. So, I called this edition The Sacred Trickster, Embracing Play, Chaos, and the Wisdom of the Fool. Because we're talking about April Fool's Day today. You know. I was born to a prankster. My dad, he didn't need April Fool's Day's permission to pull a prank because he was teasing us all the time and doing stuff. But April Fool's Day kind of got to be the thing that, he would definitely have a prank for you every year. And I can honestly say I haven't pranked anybody today. I was thinking, racking my brains this morning before Scott got up, trying to think about something I could do to him, and I didn't. So. I know. I suck. What am I doing? I'm losing my touch. I was too busy watching all the crows out eating and having fun. Does this mean I'm growing up? No. No. God, no. That's crazy talk. Anyway, I got nothing. And now he remembers it's April Fool's Day, so I'm probably dead in the water, but we'll find out. Alrighty, so scrolled all the way down. I gotta go clear back to the top. So my article today is about April Fools and the fine art of not taking life too seriously. We tend to do so. When I was in high school and maybe even in college, my little sister had a friend whose dad was killed in a car accident and had orphaned her and her brother. So they had a grandpa that was trying to take care of them from afar because they wanted to stay here and stay with their friends. They'd been moved around quite a bit in their short little lives and they didn't want to get moved some more. So grandpa had made an arrangement with a local family to just send them a certain amount of money every month for these kids to be able to live there. But as you know, teenagers do who are going through crisis and trauma, they were acting out a lot and both got kicked out of their living situations pretty quickly. And the brother ended up having to just go back. Grandpa was in California. He had to just go back. Nobody was taking him on. He had a drug problem and he probably needed to go back home to grandpa. But the sister, Charlotte, she really wanted to stay, and my parents had done this before. We had friends that lived with us off and on. All three of us did throughout high school. You know, when kids were in crisis, my parents' house was a place for them to come. So we took on Charlotte. And Charlotte was a handful. Charlotte was a little shit. It got difficult quickly. And April Fool's Day came. And again, our house was just full of pranks. We had pranked each other. She wasn't singled out, but Charlotte did not take kindly to a prank. And I think we had done two things to her, Kara and I did. We put alum in her toothpaste. Oh, you guys, has anyone ever done that to you? Okay, you know what alum is? It's a component you buy it in the spice aisle. It goes into pickles when you can pickles to keep them crisp. and it is the most terrible tasting stuff. It's like bitter times a million. So it's a hilarious and terrible prank to put a little bit of that on the tip of your toothpaste, so when you squirt it out on the brush, you don't really see it. Oh, you'll taste it. It's really terrible. So we had done that, and we also had sewn the legs of her pajama pants closed. You know, just a big whip stitch, like 5 seconds to cut that out. Like nothing's damaged, right? But it was not funny to Charlotte. She got really mad. She yelled at everybody. She slammed doors. She threw things. She told us all to go to hell. We learned the hard way that Charlotte didn't appreciate pranks and jokes at all. Charlotte didn't last very long. It wasn't because of that. It was mostly because my poor sister had ended up miserable as hell with Charlotte living with us because she was a pissed off, angry teenager whose life had gone to shit and she was struggling. And that tracks. But unfortunately, my sister was bearing the brunt of her anger to the point that our parents decided that arrangements like this only work if they're good for your kids. If they're not, you know, it's not okay. So at any rate, Charlotte did eventually end up moving back to California with her grandpa, which honestly is probably what should have happened in the first place, but it was worth a shot. But that's how we learned that not everybody pranks in their families or thinks pranking is funny, because Charlotte said we could go to hell. At any rate, you're going to see April Fool's stuff all day long, but have you ever wondered where does April Fool's Day come from? There's various theories. One goes back to the early 1500s when France switched from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar. And that meant the new year moved from late March to January 1st. So apparently, either some people didn't get the memo or they were refusing to change. But it became a way that people were being teased to celebrate on April 1st. That they were teased for being gullible or foolish, and pranking was born. So, is that where it came from for sure? There's the festivals of Hilaria in Rome. There is some talk that in the 18th century, April Fool's Day spread across Europe, and it's basically a global excuse now to trick each other and play pranks. Any way you slice it, we'll find out. Oh, Tara said, as I've said before, my prankster papa died on April Fool's Day. One last prank. That's awesome. Well, weirdly, Lori Vallow's first trial happened over April Fool's Day. Chad Daybell's trial started last year on April Fool's Day. And Lori Vallow's second trial in Arizona has started yesterday, is going on now over April Fool's Day. It all seems fitting. Okay. Just talking a little bit about humor and what's good for you, and not taking life too seriously is important. I mean, we've gotten to the point that there's even things like laughter yoga to make you laugh on purpose because it's good for you. And I've talked about that on this show a lot of times. Laughter is good for you. It's good for you to use those muscles. It's good for you to elevate the happy hormones in your brain with laughter. Laughter's healthy. We shouldn't have to have a whole day just dedicated to it, and not everybody laughs at a prank anyway. I guess. But let's talk about sacred tricksters. We've had tricksters right throughout history in a few different ways that really stand out. Of course, there's the fool. That's the tarot's sacred wild card. So the fool, well, is right. He looks foolish. He's like the fool from a jester from a court. But they're potential cards. They represent the start of a spiritual journey. They recommend, or they represent being unburdened by fear or expectation. The Fool reminds us that beginnings require trust and that sometimes you need to take a leap when you're ready and let go of control. So, as an archetype, the Fool is innocent and playful and courageous. Think we could all use a little bit more of that. And then there's the Fox. The Fox. The clever shapeshifter, right? In many cultures, the fox is a symbol of sly intelligence and agility. In Japanese folklore, the kitsune is a magical fox that can shapeshift into a beautiful woman, tricking humans as a part of their spiritual lessons. I love it. I'll accept that. And of course, in Native American traditions, we're probably more well acquainted with foxes being seen as guides, as being quick-witted, sometimes mischievous, sometimes sly, but very alert to their surroundings. So the fox helps us to navigate through tricky situations with grace and to adapt when life throws a curveball. I know for some people, when fox comes up, they get very nervous. I don't. I think when the fox comes up, things are just about to get interesting. And the fox asks this question, and I think it's the most important one. How can you stay playful while being wise? I think my question is, how can you not? If we can't laugh at ourselves, if we can't laugh at the world around us, what are we even doing here? You weren't born to suffer, nor was I. You weren't born to be miserable. We need to find more things to laugh about. Okay, then the coyote, the divine clown of the desert. Coyotes are known in many indigenous traditions here in North America as the quintessential trickster. Coyote is messy, unpredictable, and often gets himself into trouble. See, I used to think I was more a raccoon. Now I think I'm probably more of a coyote. But through those mishaps, profound truths are revealed. Coyote mocks the rules and makes us question why we follow them in the first place. Everybody needs a little more coyote energy. How easy are we to train? How easy are we to follow the rules, to do what we're told? Don't be too easy. Coyote reminds us that even our mistakes have value and humor can be healing. He teaches resilience through chaos and encourages us to laugh at our own rigidity. And then a few more. You have Loki from Norse mythology. I can't tell you how many people I've come across who have a cat or a dog named Loki. And I'm telling you, if you do that, they're going to act like it. So many times somebody's told me about this dog that's like really keeping them on their toes. And you know his name is Loki. You just know it is. I also know someone whose child is named Loki, and he also has given her a serious run for her money. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying be ready. But Loki, of course, is from Norse mythology. He's the prankster god of mischief, transformation, and boundary blurring. He's not evil. He's chaotic neutral with flair. That's one way to put it, right? Hermes was a Greek messenger god. He was a baby when he stole Apollo's cattle. He's clever, smooth talking, and always two steps ahead. And Sun Wukong, the monkey king from Chinese folklore. He's a rebel with magical powers and a refusal to be tamed. He's wild wisdom in monkey form. Love him. I've always loved monkeys, almost as much as I love otters and crows and foxes. Monkeys, yeah. Just don't be Wile E. Coyote. True, right? Maybe not. I don't know. I don't know. So why does it matter now? Well, we're in a very serious world right now, and it's easy to get overwhelmed by that. It's easy to get too much pressure in your head that you have to be perfect, that you have to get things right, that you have to be something other than you are. And the trickster says no. The trickster reminds you to laugh at yourself, to stay curious. The trickster wants you to question everything and not take anything at face value. The trickster wants you to bend the rules. The trickster wants you to be flexible in the face of uncertainty and to reconnect with the joy and the magic of not knowing. We live in a world where we have to know everything and we have to know it right now. We live in a world of 24-hour news and in a world of an expectation of perfection on others that we frequently don't apply to ourselves or that we do that makes you incredibly miserable. Tricksters don't care what other people think of them. Tricksters are here to stir the pot. They're here to shake things up. I think we could all use a little more trickster energy in us. Tricksters aren't here to destroy, they're here to disrupt. And sometimes that disruption is exactly what the soul needs to evolve. Kelly's Refeminist History this week is Real Housewives Continued. She started this last week with her The Housewives of the Revolution. So here's what she says. Here's the rest of the make-believe cast of the Real Housewives. Don't miss the best name in history. Lucy Fluker Knox. Lucy Fluker Knox. She was a wife and a mother. Mother Fluker was a badass in the best way and took good care of the house, the little Flukers, and sometimes soldiers during the war, and while her husband General Knox was away. Oh, she was fluking them? Okay. I don't know. I made that up. But be sure to read her article. And if you notice right here at the top, I have a hyperlink here in pink to listen to that podcast with her and Lisa. So take a good look at that. This is awesome. And as always, thank you so much, Kelly. Okay, my tip of the week is a spell to invite joy into your life. I know that some of you have really struggled to experience joy as of late. Life has felt really heavy, has not felt joyful, and so I thought it would be fun to just do a little spell for it. Sometimes just a tiny bit of altar work, a little bit of spell work, just shifts the energy just enough, brings a reminder. So you'll need a yellow or orange candle. Either one of those indicate joy, warmth, and playful energy. You'll need a small mirror to reflect your inner light, or if you don't have a small mirror, just do this in front of a mirror. Something that makes you laugh, a joke, a funny video clip, or even a silly object. A small item that symbolizes joy to you, a crystal, a charm, or keepsake. Bonus if it's a little quirky. Maybe you like to carry around a tiny little mushroom or capybara or some other kind of weird thing that you came across that you think is awesome. Whatever. An optional but highly recommended, a little bit of glitter or confetti, because why not? Now, if you use a little glitter in this, it will probably leave your space somewhere around 2050. So just know that. Set the mood first, of course. So find a quiet spot, but don't make this about being overly serious. You don't have to be super quiet. Just find a space. Light your candle, put on some happy music if you want to, and let yourself smile. Again, this isn't supposed to be super heavy, overly meditative. It's just supposed to be fun. So before you cast anything, laugh. However it is. Again, repeat a joke to yourself. Think about something that happened in your world that cracks you up. I recalled something the other day that made me laugh so hard that I cried. Something like that. And I'll tell you what it is. Years ago, My sister Kara was taking her dogs to the vet to get their immunization so they could be sheltered. We were getting ready to go on vacation. And so they were going to be not sheltered, but kenneled there. So she was headed there. Well, she got off work late. So she ran by her house and picked up her daughter, who was not super old at the time, probably around 10-ish, and ran to the vet clinic running late, ran in the front door with the dogs on their leashes. She said her first thought when she walked in was, wow, why would a vet clinic have so much carpet? But she didn't think much of it. She went to the counter and said to the lady, I have an appointment for a Domino and Annabelle. Names of her dogs. And the receptionist looked puzzled and looked at her and stood up and looked over the counter at these two little dogs. And she said, ma'am, this is urgent care. I think you were looking for the Ammon Vet Clinic. She took her dogs all the way in the urgent care. Oh, she was so embarrassed. And the lady's like, believe it or not, you're not the first person to have done this. Well, I don't know. But, then she had to leave there and go to the Ammon Vet Clinic, which was actually like right next door. She just was in a hurry. But of course, after that incident, she had to call and tell us about it. And I have died about it for years, thinking about how funny that is and how funny that must have been to the lady at the desk. But anyway, her dogs got fixed last week. So Scott had asked me where she went to get her dogs neutered. And I said to the urgent care. And then we laughed again until we cried because that's just a really funny story. But anyway, so laugh first. Think about something that cracks you up. This is where, though, if you want to watch a funny video or you want to, whatever you need to do, whatever you want to do, that just something that brings that joyful energy out of you. And why? Because that's the stage we're setting here. That's the energy that we're inviting. Then hold the mirror and say, joy within me, joy I see. Reflect it back and set it free. Laughter's magic, light and bright. Dance with me in trickster's light. And smile and laugh. You will feel stupid looking in the mirror. I don't know what it is about mirror work that makes people so uncomfy, but I promise it won't be that hard to laugh because you'll be looking at yourself in the mirror and you will be laughing because that's just what happens. When you do mirror work, for whatever reason, it makes you, it's embarrassing somehow. Okay, and then place your joy object by the candle. So this is whatever you brought to represent joy. This also could be a crystal of any sort, just whatever. Hold it in your hands and whisper a wish. May this bring me spontaneous delight, unexpected laughter, morning to night. And then this is your charm. So you can wear it, you can carry it, you can just leave it somewhere that you're going to see it, like on your altar or your nightstand. But that's your charm. Optionally, you can toss a little glitter or confetti at this point. You decide. And then blow out the candle with a laugh. For real. Again, even if it's a forced laugh, that's okay. This isn't about necessarily having to be authentic to the cause as much as it is about finding things to laugh about and also just setting that joy quotient. It's the same reason why when we do space clearings in houses, we always tell people, once your space is cleared, it's your job to fill it up with the energy that you want. So listen to music that uplifts you, listen to things that make you laugh, play games, watch funny things, but really lighten the energy in your space by bringing that energy there, right? Hey, Sherry. Okay, Christie's Kindred Spirits Energy Oracle weekly reading is the Oracle card ACT. There's a message here about ACT, taking action. You know, interestingly, in the Daily Dish here, the last little while, prosperity has come up quite a few times. Even though economically you might be feeling like we're down right now, we are, but there is some really good energy for manifesting right now. So take advantage of that as you can and get clear about the things that you want and keep your eyes on those. I think we have to be careful that we're not playing Ain't It Awful too much. Right? Ain't It Awful is the game we play where one person goes, oh, let me tell you about this awful thing that happened. And somebody else goes, oh, yeah, well, that's nothing. Listen to what happened to me. And you start swapping stories back and forth, and everybody's energy is bottoming out. And sometimes it's good to share and have somebody to talk to about your woes, but at the same time, if you're doing it too much, you will feel that. Christy and I were talking about this last week in the scope of health, that when you have chronic illness, it's hard to find the balance because you can't ignore your symptoms away. You have to be aware of them. You have to treat yourself appropriately medically, but at the same time, focusing on that health too much seems to make your symptoms worse, make you hurt worse, make you feel worse. It's a weird balance in needing to honor your body, but also in keeping your focus as much as you can on things that actually make you happy and bring you joy, because that probably doesn't. Lots of crime over at True Crime Squad. Lori Vallow is in a jury selection right now. Her trial will be starting probably Monday. They're hoping to have their jury seated by then, so we'll see. But yeah, it's coming. And it is going to be something. She's pro se, so defending herself. And oh boy, already we have seen some really sassy stuff out of her. So. Hard yikes. Now, Jamie Dawn has a brand new video. Lots of meditations over at Planet Meditation. And that is it for Luminous. So, hopefully, you found a few gems in there, a few things that you can benefit from. Me jump in the other chat room. Mary says there's some weird music fading in and out on the 1-2 radio stream. I have no idea why. Unfortunately, there's nothing I can do about that. Huh. Yeah, we might. I have no idea, Mary. I don't know. Have no control over that at all. Oh, Helen says she has a friend who's Native American who has told her some interesting coyote stories. Yeah. When my son went to college, his school, their mascot was the coyote, and they called him the Yotes or the Yotes. I thought it was a great mascot. They had a lot of fun with it. That is wild, Mary. All right, well, we're going to have plenty of time today for some readings and discussions. So if you need a reading or would like some support or some energy work or something, this is a great time to ask for it. Are you guys watching the Eagle webcams? Oh my God. There's a lot of webcams across the world on Eagle's Nest, especially here in the US. And they're all hatching their babies right now. And it's so exciting. I get so excited. I was so excited to see my crows working on their nest. They didn't hatch out of that nest last year. They went across the street to the neighbor's house, but this year they're working back on that nest that's above my house. So that makes me all kinds of excited. But there's more crows this year too. So, and that also makes me super excited. But yeah, the trickster's up to it over at 1-2 Radio. Who knows? I don't know what's going on with that, but all the babies, all the eagle babies hatching, the eaglets are so precious. When they're born, all of that fluffy, foofy feathers that they have on them are so freaking cute. I love it so much. Anyway, been watching a lot of that. Okay, Suzanne said a reading slash energy work, whatever comes through. Many thanks. Surgery scheduled in 2 weeks. Okay, well, let's do a little bit of both. Just pulling a couple of cards for you, Suzanne. All right, so I was just looking at like, what do we need to know right now? Where do we see you headed? That kind of a thing. Okay, so the first card is the accelerated motion card, meaning that things are happening quickly for you right now. Things are accelerating. The surgery, I'm sure, is part of that. And that I'm also going to hold the space of accelerated healing for you after surgery and to just help you, continue to jet into a better spot here in your health journey. So, but that the that advanced motion card, it also though sometimes is a warning to like plan well, plan ahead, be very prepared. You're good at this anyway. I'm that message is probably more for others because you're pretty organized as it is, but that's okay. Just a reminder to plan well now so that you won't be behind the game later. And then the second card, and this is like the action card, is the shadow card, which tells me that you probably have some things you want to talk out before you have surgery. Worries, misgivings, frustrations, just anything that you need to get out of you, that this is a good time to consider doing that. Just saying the things, you know, that are coming up for you. It's important to get it out of you. And sometimes these are like questions that you need to be able to ask your doctor or concerns about your care that you need to relay to your spouse. Sometimes it's just that resentment over the fact that your body's acting this way and you have to have a surgery. You know, there's a lot of things that come up. So, but that shadow tells me that there's some things coming up in you that you need to let out. And then base chakra. So this is for after surgery. This is a reminder that having a procedure is very, very ungrounding. And sometimes that lack of grounding goes on for a hot minute after, and it's part of why you feel so weird. You already feel so weird from having anesthesia, you know, even if it's just twilight or if it's full anesthesia, but you're gonna feel weird from it. So, because of that, you really need to focus, be sure that you do some grounding work afterwards to help you get back in your body. And if you need me to help you with that, I'll gladly do that. But something that a lot of people don't understand about having surgery, and I think it makes it worse long term to get your brains back, to get feeling more like yourself. So I am going to do a little grounding and clearing for you too, though. I'm going to tell you, I think the surgery is great news. I think it's going to be helpful. Okay, just some grounding and clearing your aura. Just helping to lift up your spirits, lift up your energy. Yeah. Well, keep us posted and I'll hold space for you. Okay, Sherry said there's an empty position at work, but it isn't posted. Do you know when it will post? And if it posts, will I get it? Yeah, they're moving really slow on it, Sherry. I feel like it's a. Not that they're not going to replace this person, they are, but they're kind of considering, shuffling things up a little bit, and that's what's taking so long. You're a really good candidate for it, though. You'll have to decide if you want it when it opens, but you will be a really good candidate for it. I feel like they really do want to bring somebody from in-house because they need somebody that can. I think some of you guys are already probably doing this job, in the interim with no one there, but I feel like, yes, the only misgiving they'll have is moving you from your position where they also really need you, but yeah. So I would watch for it in the next month or 6 weeks-ish. I don't feel like it's going to take a terribly long time for it to post. And yes, aggressively seek it if you want it. Just make sure that you've seen the job description, if things have changed or if they haven't. Just be sure that you know what you're asking for. But I feel like if you want it, you're a very good candidate for it. Let's see. JR would like a health reading. Let's take a look at that. Were you ever able to finish your dentistry? I have an ache in my jaw on the left side when I feel you. Maybe it's just jaw. JR, you're certainly on the right path. I know you've been working really hard on your health for the last little while. And that, you've had some, I know, big obstacles to that. What I'm hearing is that you just need to keep moving forward. But there is some energy here in if you feel like you are not getting timely care and taken seriously, you need to consider seeking a different doctor. Not dentist, I don't think, but doctor. I mean, obviously, don't do that until you have somebody, but I feel like sometimes you come across as being easy to ignore or push around, and that if that's happening, identify it and find someone else. You need more work done. Okay, that's what I was wondering. My first two things I felt when I felt you, that pain in my jaw, but also my stomach feeling funny. And I felt like maybe that was actually coming from your teeth. But at any rate, that's the message, though, is that if you are feeling like you're not getting what you need, if you're not getting the attention that you need to be able to finish healing yourself, consider somebody else. Don't ever, and this is a message to everybody, do not stay with doctors who do not respect you and treat you with respect. Don't do it. There are too many good ones out there to waste your time on ones that treat you like shit. Period. Tara wanted to know if I can tune into her dog Jasper. He had surgery on his tail yesterday and cried all night after. Oh, poor Jasper. Yeah, let me tune into him through you, Tara. I mean, it does hurt. I mean, I feel like the tail itself was quite sore, but also he was just so scared. And I know you did everything you could to reassure him. I'm just going to do a little work for him and also remind him that he's safe. And just showing him that you took him to get the tail worked on because you care about him and you want him to be okay. Yeah, poor guy, trauma. Funny how some dogs will take a trip to the vet, like it's no big deal, and other dogs is so traumatic it traumatizes them for days upon days. All right, I'm just grounding him and wrapping him up in love. Yeah, he's okay, darn it. I'm so sorry. Poor little dude. Oh, she said he looked so scared before and after. I know. And some of our, I have had this with some of my dogs that it doesn't matter how much reassurance, how much the you explain to them what's going to happen, it's just a scary experience regardless. And I mean, of course, you know, no one loves going to the doctor. Yeah. Oh, JR said she was considering switching her doctor. Thanks for the validation. Yeah, go for it. Yeah, I feel like you've got nothing to lose at this point, especially because it's not that hard to get your medical records switched over. And you can try them, and if you don't love them, you could always go back. But it's been crazy to me over the years and having doctors that don't listen to you, don't try, you know, versus doctors who are fantastic and really are on their game. And you can go to two different doctors with the exact same malady and have such a different experience. It's crazy. I mean, it's just a good reminder that our healthcare professionals are just human beings, and that's okay. That's who they're supposed to be. But that, you're never going to agree with everybody, and if that happens to be who your healthcare professional is, you should go somewhere else. Oh, he had surgery in the fall too, she said. Not sure if it's from the same incident or not. Oh, poor guy. So he's really been through it. Darn it. Yeah. Okay, Mary wanted a message from her friend Val. Let's see what Val has to say to you, Miss Mary. Okay. Belle says she wishes she was around to laugh with you today. But she says things in your life are pretty serious right now, and she's keeping a really close eye on that and on you. I think she's particularly referring to your daughter that's with cancer, but she's also referencing some of your other kids too, and just general stress in your family. She says, Mary, you are always called on to be the strong one for everybody. So let me help you with that. She said, just ask me to help carry some of this burden, and I will. She also said to ask her to help you stay positive. She said it's in your nature to want to stay positive no matter what. It's also okay to fall apart and get worried, but she said you can call on her and ask her to help you to stay positive and keep your spirits up, and she'll be around for that. So, seems like while you are busy giving all that nurturing to everybody else, she's pretty determined, Mary, to be around to give that nurturing to you. So, yeah, that's good. You need that and deserve that. Oh, JR. She said her doctor told her she was fine back in January. She finally went to the emergency room and it turned out she had pneumonia. I'm sorry, dang it. And I know that is just takes a long time to bounce back from, too, when you're that sick. I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, I think I got to everybody. Yeah. Oh, Pamela said, I wish I had owls in my yard. Ooh. We get one in our neighbor's pine trees, and he's not always out there, but every once in a while, kind of at dusk and after it gets dark, I'll just hear him out there hollering and have to go stand on the steps and listen to him for a few minutes. But owls, they're so special. Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen that owl though. I've only ever heard his voice. He's probably not showing himself. Alrighty, well, I want to remind you guys that I am a professional psychic advisor over at 12listen.com. You can find me over there every day doing readings, healings, tons of energy work, animal communication. I'll help you in any way that I can. This is my life's work. It's my honor to assist you guys. I've been at 12listen now for, I was trying to decide, I think 13 years. Long time. Yeah. And going strong. But give me a call over there if I can help you. I will be back next week, same place, same time. So until then, I'll send out the Daily Dish per every day per normal. And if you want to subscribe to the Daily Dish, you can just go to the show notes of this show and find a link there. And when you do that, you subscribe, then you'll get the Daily Dish every day, which is my daily reading, and you'll get Luminous once a week, every Tuesday. So lots of hard work that goes into that, and I love being able to send it out. It's a benefit to all of us. So subscribe to that if it's interesting to you. Otherwise, I'll be back. So thank you so much for being here. This has been another edition of the Katie Weaver Show here on 12 Radio, where we're changing the way we listen to the world.